Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Shinara, Shinara, it's Al here, Al Pitcher. Thank you for listening to Fika Mid Al Pitcher. It is a new format. It's a new way of me learning svenska. Prata svenska inte. So what we're going to do, I'm going to really change this. I'm going to have guests. I'm going to have songs. We're going to have dancing. We're going to have every kind of highway for me to drive on towards learning the language. So here we go. This is the first episode, and here is some intro music, which is possibly a bit too long. See, I always tell the truth. Might be a little bit too long, that, but or maybe not long enough for you to actually, you know, maybe you were getting your jig on. What does that even mean? Welcome along. It's going to be absolutely great, and I've got no time restraints, constraints on learning the language. You could be here with me in 23 years, and I'm still not there. But the hope is that we're going to get this language thing down. It's been a fantastic summer. Thank you for allowing me to walk around your lovely island. It's an amazing country, Sverige. It really is. And so I've been everywhere. I've been doing it, haven't I? Where have I been? I've been to Norrköping. If you haven't been to Norrköping, unlucky, you're missing out. One of my favorite places. So I went there, got a little yeting sting, and very dramatic moment, you know, one of those where the Swedes don't really care, but there's one of them that really does. You know, there's always one person that tries too hard to help you out. That's what I love about you Swedes. A lot of you are walking past the accident, not giving a shit, but there's always one of you in there helping. And it was a tragic kind of, and the person was so nice, was so friendly to me. It was on the elbow, right? And this yeting, I'm not exaggerating when I say it was huge, but it stung me. Most people, I would say 86% of people would have collapsed. They would have fainted at the pain. But I was like, hiya. And you look at your children. And then I thought, I really want to swear here, but I can't. I've got to show some kind of bravery, you know. So I just went like, fy fan. And for the rest of the holiday, no matter what happened, even if they had an ice cream, a glass, both of my kids would go, fan. So there we go. But the yeting, the lady came back with a potato. I don't know if you've heard of that cure. I hadn't, but she rubbed a potato, not on herself. Ooh, hello, do you like my chips? No, she rubbed potato on my elbow, and she said it was an old Swedish as I say that, I feel like the phone's ringing or something like that. It should be like, mor, mor, hello, Mrr, you know. But it recovered. Yeah, so I rubbed the potato. Never heard of that. Never heard of that one. But it was great to see little happy, sunny faces of Swedish people. There's a real step, isn't there? A little bounce in your little step when summer is here. So that was fantastic. And I'm told summer is over. It keeps on coming back like some kind of Terminator. But... it's just those people that can kind of, I like those people that just sort of can look at the sky and go, Nate, it's over now. That's it. Done. Summer's done. They're almost like Eskimos, you know. They can put their head down on the ground and they can tell you how far away a polar bear is shitting. So they tell me summer is over. So what I decided to do was put together this podcast. It'll be a monthly podcast. I'll be meeting people. I'll be having fika. Okay, and the guests I got lined up are fantastic. You know, this episode is a blockbuster. But don't think I'm not the type. I'm not the person who hasn't tried to learn it. You know, I really have. I've been to SFE. I've had tutoring. At the moment, it just doesn't seem to be happening for me. So what I thought I would do was I would interview people, try and get these tips, try and help people out. And eventually, the dream is, right, the dream. This is a real kind of a dream. I don't know if Martin Luther King said it like that. A dream. I'd love to do some stand-up comedy on stage, doing it in Swedish. That's the dream. We can get there, can't we, folks? Me and you together. So I sat down and I interviewed this young man, a young friend of mine, a very, very good comedian, and also doing great things. He's on it. You know, one of those people you see and you go, yeah, he's got it sorted. He really has. He knows what he wants and knows how to get it. Sounded sexier than it should. So here is, ladies and gentlemen, and I know what am I trying to tease you with. I've recorded a little intro as well. So my first guest, Fika Medalpitcher, is Soran Ismail.
Daka staka staka with my guest. Daka staka staka under house arrest. Daka staka staka gonna help me with my Swedish test. Okay, here is my guest.
So, we're here. Did you go airport? Did you, what do you call it?
No. Flygplansläge.
No, you went...
flight mode. No, yeah. I didn't. I just...
Why would you when you're not flying?
I don't know.
That's Apple trying to get in your head.
Yeah. Observational.
Soran, you're here.
Yes.
Thank you for coming, man. I know
Thank you
had
for
a bit
having
of,
me.
You're a very, very busy man.
At times, it's different. Photographers take a different amount of time, and it's the worst part of our job, I think.
Actually, do you get sick of talking?
No, not really. At times, because it's when people haven't done their job or they're just really bad at their job, so the talking isn't interesting. If it's just the same questions we've been asking for 10 years, but if it's a proper conversation, I'll never stop.
I love this pressure.
No, but you see, it's never boring to talk to you.
Okay.
We were in France for 10 days.
Exactly.
It could have been 10 more. It wouldn't have been a problem. We wouldn't have sat.
We would have found something.
There's never a dinner where it's like silent because there's nothing to say because stuff happens. It's always interesting. But so mostly I would say I never tire of conversation, but I really quickly tire of photography.
Well, it's like we as comedians get asked the thing of, what's your worst heckle? People really like that. That's one of them. What's your best heckle?
Right.
They want that glory, that kind of war story, you know?
Yeah. Is that in Sweden as well, or is that more in when you go internationally?
Well, for me, in Sweden, the most common question is, why what's so funny about the Swedes?
Right.
And then they want you to just do some material.
That's the most common question in, like, when you do local newspapers.
Mm.
Like, oh, you're coming to Falun. How are people in Falun?
Yeah.
Oh, they're exactly like everybody else.
Yeah.
But the most common question, I think, I would say that comedians get in Sweden is, maybe most comedians, is it okay to joke about everything?
Okay.
Like that question.
Yeah.
And also it's and I don't mind discussing that question, but almost every time nobody that I talk to about it, nobody that asks the question has given it any more thought than maybe tops it's okay if it's funny. Yeah, which is a super stupid thought, you know? It doesn't mean anything. So,
yeah, that is a real kind of get out card of well, it's okay if it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
What does that mean? Funny to who? So I don't mind that discussion, or, you know, any discussion if it's something people have given thought to, because it's our job, and we do give a lot of thought to it and try it out, actually,
yeah,
in a lot of different ways, and we take the consequences when we fail. So for me it's super interesting, but then you have to bring something to the table.
Have you ever done
play high stakes poker with somebody who has who's poor,
who's got a one eye,
collecting money in a cup?
Have you ever done comedy in English?
I've done a few at somebody's birthday, a few companies, and I did an open mic when I was in New York visiting Magnus in 2009. But really, no, like, I haven't tried. I haven't been abroad. I haven't translated anything, like, properly or written anything for English.
That's what I'm trying to do, right? I'm trying to learn to a point where I could maybe do a gig in Swedish.
Wow.
I think that would be great. If I could...
I can't tell you how impressed I would be if you could, because I feel like people don't understand how incredibly delicate humor is and language in that sense. It's so... I speak fluent Kurdish.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it in Kurdish.
Wow, okay.
I would say. I could do it maybe so it's all right, but I wouldn't reach 50% of my full potential, no matter what you think of the full potential, you know? So it's like playing football in Bolivia. Can't breathe.
But socially, like, Kurdish, if you're speaking Kurdish, you still got the same laughter as like a Swedish language as well.
Maybe, I mean, there's differences, and also, but I know those differences.
Yeah.
Still, I couldn't do it, like, and do myself justice, you know, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do it, but it's clear, even when you hear people in Sweden, people have a few, have such broken Swedish that it takes away. It's perfectly fine in conversations. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not even nearly any sort of handicap. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's like having a dialect. But when it comes to comedy, because it's a little bit off, it's just a split second of people thinking, what did... Oh, that's...
Yeah.
And then it's not the same. It's a ha-ha-ha-ha instead of a genuine heartbroken...
Yeah.
And the difference between those two laughs is like a millisecond.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Over a length of time as well. It's
absolutely
big. But do you think...
why do you want to do it in Swedish? Or just it's just an experiment or what?
Well, no, I'd like to do it. I'd like to build up to doing, like, a big show in Swedish, or half and half.
Why?
Why? I feel that I've been here long enough now that I should know the language. I really do. I get in a taxi the other day from Arlanda, and a guy says... you know, how long have you been here? And it's like 8 years now.
Right.
And I said, I really struggle with Swedish. He said, ah, it's okay for you because, you know, you don't need to.
Right.
And when you go into a shop, my brain doesn't even click into anything Swedish. But I don't think that's fair when there's somebody coming from, like,
no
Syria or something, and they're cleaning a floor. And they have to learn the language.
I feel
a bit privileged.
But you are privileged, but it's okay. It's not your fault. That's the way it is. But, I mean, of course you're privileged, but I mean, that's okay.
My daughter stares at me, and my son stares at me. Like, I don't know if you've got out of a shower and there's just been a dog sitting there that just looks at you and goes, what the hell is that? Like, what? You're not a human. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Right, but I think that's common with the most kids who have immigrant parents that we can recognize, because in a different struggle. But it's like you're saying, my parents had to. You don't have to. Maybe that's an injustice. So what? You didn't create it. You didn't decide that Swedes will know English. They won't know Arabic or Kurdish. It's just the way it is.
What do you speak at home?
Kurdish.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's. I don't think you should feel bad for it. It's like having like it's if it's easy for you to read, it's an injustice. Some people struggle real hard with it. They have to practice over and over again. It just comes natural to me. You know a language that everybody here understands.
But if you're capable of reading, maybe you should learn. Yeah, and I have tried.
That's what I mean.
Went to SFE.
See, and
they got banan in, yeah. And I was like, "Shit, man!" I literally was getting embarrassed. Like, right.
And also that might also be a thing. I mean, it might be more difficult for you to learn new languages, and usually it is, because most people that come from like my parents knew two languages, and I did before I was like, when I grew up. All my life we've known, and when you do from an early stage, it is easier to learn a new one, even if yours is far further away from this new one. So it's not weird. I mean, it might be difficult for you to learn a new language, and you have a certain amount of energy, you have a certain amount of time, you're gonna spend all that into fully grasping a new language which you don't need. I mean, it's almost like you're learning. It'd be good if you knew Spanish. There's a lot of Spanish speaking people.
I want to conquer the Spanish market in Sweden.
I thought you would say, you just say the Spanish. I want to conquer the Spanish.
The Spaniard.
I want to conquer them all.
But I I've got the kids now, and I want to talk to the kids in Swedish. That's probably a bigger thing than doing a gig.
It makes sense, but why though? Can't they have their Swedish with their mom? Do you not understand
what
they talk?
You know, it's like the thing of saying, like, I love you.
Right.
And in Swedish... I'm told by my wife it's very difficult to say I love you. You know, the words I love you don't really... I remember one time I was with her mum, and we were just at the airport.
Your wife's mum or your kid's mum?
Her wife's mum. Ah. Kid's mum is my wife.
Right.
But my wife's mum...
Some people say that to their, the kid's mother.
Oh, yeah, yes. Sorry. But I was at the airport, and I was going, and then she said, I love you. But she meant, like... You're a good guy.
Yeah.
You're all right. You're doing good.
I really like you.
Yeah. But it was like, you know, like meeting boyfriend, girlfriend, you're kind of like, you're okay, I like you, but you never make that jump to I love you.
Yeah. It's like she gave you a Valentine's Day card, not knowing what it meant. Like, this is a holiday, and she just handed out Valentine's Day to everybody.
And then she panicked and just wrote in shit.
Yeah.
So there's that part, you know, there's that part when I see things with my son trying to explain, and I'm told English is more dynamic than Svensk as a language.
All right.
And I'm also told Swedish is the third hardest language to learn in the world.
After. I'm curious. I've never heard this, and I believe it though.
I've just been told this by other people.
It's fair. It's true.
Yeah,
that makes.
I've got a lot of those actually.
Yeah, me too.
A lot of those kind of. Yeah, but we're the eighth most popular people to put shopping bags in our trolleys. Okay.
Yes. Wow. But I believe that, and that makes it because. For me, for instance, I love speaking different languages and especially and learn different languages. But English is it's a great one to express yourself in. And I don't know if it's because it's more dynamic or if it's because we've grown up with consuming so much English in songs and in TV shows and movies. It's some things you say in English just don't mean the same. Sometimes they put somebody got in trouble for writing like had a picture of some girl, some meme, whatever, and said tag a hoe.
Yeah.
And the translation was tagga en hora. Yeah. And the word hora is so much more derogative. You know, condescending to say to somebody. It's not the same. Yeah. Hora doesn't mean hoe. It's the same like race doesn't mean ras.
Yeah.
Ras means like what Hitler and we did in the 70s, up to the 70s in Sweden, where you divided people into like this is, and you measured their skulls, and
yeah,
that
yeah.
is the. when you say race, you mean ethnicity.
Yeah.
So it's not. Sometimes there's a lot of things in English which just sound better. So, and depending on if like I've hung out more with you or Ahmed or Kuju or people who use English a lot. I tend to use it, and it usually annoys people. If you're Swedish speaking and you throw in English,
there's a thing that Swedes love to speak English. I'm always told that, but I always get the feeling like if there's a group of say comedians, they're in a group there, and I'll go over to them. I always think maybe it's just me being paranoid, but I'm always thinking. They're like, oh, FIFA, here we go. I've got to switch the, you know. Yeah. I was quite enjoying it now.
Yeah.
You know.
I think it's both. It is really difficult. That's why I think it's really important for other people to make that effort, because that's how society and groups work.
Yeah. But shouldn't I make that effort?
But you're not going there and yelling at people and saying you have to speak English. You're just hanging around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'm a little bit uncomfortable if I'm saying something Swedish and I'm thinking I feel guilty because he doesn't understand, but it'll have to be, because you're not saying, when I say something in Swedish, you're not coming up to me and saying, hey man, why are you speaking Swedish?
Yeah,
you're not making those demands. You just want to hang out, and I think it's important that we don't quit inviting, if that was the case, inviting your wife over for dinner because now she met somebody who's from a different country and maybe we'll have to speak English during the dinner at some times or whatever, because that's not fair alienation of people. I understand it because every single time people think, just this time, it's a bit of an extra, you know, thing to speak English, and I'll just for tonight, well, we won't do it. But that happens every time, and then all of a sudden, the English speaking people or the foreign speaking people don't really have anybody to hang out with.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not cool. And it makes you or the other person feel this way, like they're in the way, when they haven't done anything, really.
Well, socially, I'm pretty shit as well.
Yes, but I appreciate that, because it doesn't feel like I like that. You're relaxed in the background.
Yeah, yeah. I do, you know, there's some comics that have to be on the whole time, and
I find that really, and that's difficult for me to hang around.
Yeah,
I find it much easier to hang around you.
Yeah,
than one of them.
Yeah, because I just find that you don't have to be. It's like you don't have to be funny all the time. It's like a plumber. This isn't fixing pipes all the time, you know.
I agree.
But I want to get to the point where I'm kind of learning it. I've had tutor. What do you think of SFE? Have you had any?
I haven't had any personal encounter because I got here when I was 9 months old. So I picked it up in kindergarten and school and society in general. But my parents have, and they've always been, also been tutoring they were interpreters. That's what they were, sorry. But my dad works at Migrationsverket. He's been doing that for a long time in different departments. And I would say it's shit, SFE, because it's not, it's not just the levels. I mean, there's a difference in level when there's just a bunch of 7-year-olds, but when you just have a bunch of immigrants, this is great. How are you gonna find anything that suits? I think 100%. Like, don't even have it. Just have the yrkesbaserade. Like, if you wanna be a plumber, learn the plum word, like the pipe and the wrench and these words that you need to know. The rest will come because you'll get a job, and that's how you learn. You learn it in society, and working, and going to classes, and hanging out with people, hearing it, the living language, not reading m banan and necessarily, because you don't have
to know. And also being told like there's no rules to this language, this doesn't, you know, and I'm like, fuck, what the, you know,
because that I think that to learn those, that's to get grades in school. People, I mean, we went to school, we don't remember what accusative object is in a word or but I know how to phrase a sentence because I've heard it so many times. And that's necessary if you maybe want to be an author, a journalist, or a teacher.
Yeah.
But for you know, 95% of us, the rest of us, it's just a language is nothing but communication. That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And but I feel, that's why I feel it's so
weird. I do like, though, that the plumber guy would just learn everything about plumber or woman. And would just be really boring at parties, just talking about plumbing and Svensk.
For the first couple of parties. Yes.
People are going, but, you know, shit, just keeps on going about pipes, man.
Do you know anything about pipes? What kind of pipes do you have? I don't know. But, you know, and then that's why I find it weird when people complain about, you know, immigrants not learning the language. Because how does this affect you? Like, how is this your problem? I get it. You're in a cab. It might be a little bit annoying. You said left. He drove into a wall. That's not what you said, right? But it affects, like, imagine his or her life. Like, when they have to leave this, and they can't even complain to anybody about what happened or tell them what this happened. They have to, you know, the insurance papers is a nightmare. They don't get the form. They don't get how it's done. I mean, their nightmare continues. You just get to go and complain about this. That this one or 10 people in your life you met were like this. But for you, so it's, it sucks that people aren't learning the language, but it sucks for them mainly. It's like being mad at, you know, people on the streets begging for money.
Yeah.
Like, it's your problem. Like, I don't like this. This is bad for my life, for my health, my well-being. Like, I get it. It's not fun to see, but they're in it. It's worse to be in.
Yeah, exactly. They're
and
not.
It's the same. I mean, it's not the same level of despair, obviously, but it's, I think it's the same logic or thought pattern that it's not. You're not learning the language for me. You're gonna learn it for you, so your life becomes easier. And if you want to learn it, that's great, and you should get all the help you need to learn.
But do you think Swedes have more respect for someone who learns it?
No. We have a very because I think that, and I think we've had this discussion.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
that... The Swedish ear isn't used to different kinds of Swedish. It's becoming better and better, but like for so many years, hundreds of years, it's been quite isolated, and it's a small language, so we're not used to, and like in TV and radio, everybody's talk like Riksvenska, or used to, how you're talking like Uppsala, Stockholm, whatever.
Yeah.
But so I mean, I have Swedish friends that have difficulties understanding other Swedish friends because they're from Skåne.
Yeah, yeah. Skåne's always the one,
right? And they're not having a laugh. Difficulties understanding. Yeah. And I've had like dinners where people are like, okay, but I don't. With same reason as the English, don't invite that person because it's an extra.
Yeah,
you have to turn on the Skåne.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's because we're so used to hearing Swedish in one way. English, like when you're in the States, people can't speak English. A lot of people speak worse English than I do. Yeah. A lot of people, and they're citizens.
Yeah.
But you're so used to hearing Spanish people, speaking people talking English, Finnish people, French people, whoever, you know. And all different English-speaking countries have so many different dialects and varieties. If you're in South Africa, Ireland, New Zealand, America, England. So we're used to it. So that's why our ears, we adjust much, much quicker. But here, if somebody's like, var är ett buss?
Yeah. What?
How can you not grasp what he's trying to say? You know?
Yeah.
And they don't mean anything by it. They're just not used to it. So I don't think you have to be fucking perfect for people to like it. And also, it depends on who you are. Like, we don't care as much, I would say, if an English, because we like speaking English and we understand English.
Yeah.
But if it's somebody in a little, like, broken Arabic or Kurdish or Persian dialect, it's much more frowned upon. It is, but in general, like, we don't have that pride of you come here, you learn my language. Like, people who say that are really considered ignorant by most people. In a lot of other countries, it's like most people think that you come here, you learn our language. Like, you go to France, and a lot of people won't talk to you if you're not trying to speak the language or whatever.
That's
not how it is here. It's generally they don't get it because they're not used to it. But for me, it's even when people talk about like svenska I förorten, I think it's just for me it's just a dialect. That's how they talk. They say "sho bror," instead of "hejsan." It's just a dialect. It's like "bulle" means something, and "skåne" means another in the rest of the country.
And "fika" means something very different in Italy, in fact.
Yeah.
Means vagina.
All right.
Yeah. So that.
There you go.
That closed that gig in Rome.
Vagina with L.
Yeah. But they. Do you think. Here's the biggest question you're ever going to get today. Has Sweden changed in their ideas of language that. In the years that you've been here?
Yes.
It's increased in the kind of intensity of it, that people have to learn it?
I think it's coming to both, because you're having more people here, but it's also from different countries, but also you have people have also now been here longer, which makes that more people know immigrants and are friends with them, and that means they have more of an understanding for them and their situation, and more understanding usually means more patience. So I think that it's probably both. People also, that means they also run into more people who don't speak the language. But I think in general, it's gotten better, and the Swedish and our ears have gotten better to hearing different kind of Swedish. The different media outlets, that everybody has their own channel now, which means you hear, it's not only Riksvenska that you hear. And this means we will be better in generations to come to understand förortssvenska, skånska, any kind of like a heavy dialect, whatever it may be, if it's värmländska, norrländska.
I struggle so much. I find it difficult even to understand the dialect sometimes.
But that, in English?
In Swedish.
But that's perfect.
Anything
else is weird.
Yeah.
I speak fluent Kurdish. I don't understand all the dialects. They're different, and that has its own separate reasons, because we've been separated as a people. So for so long, we've been influenced by so many different languages that are different for each other. If it's Turkish or Persian or Arabic, you know. But like I told you, I know Swedes, like their grandparents were from here, that don't understand Skånska.
Yeah,
for instance. Like that, but it's too much of a struggle, so they'll avoid it, you know.
But wouldn't it be great, little Al Pitcher on stage speaking Swedish to silence?
That's what I mean. I think it'd be. I mean, I salute you for trying. It's worth everything. But
what would be your tips? How could I learn the language? Listen more. Try more.
No,
it's very embarrassing, man.
Is it?
I
don't know.
You know what?
I think I would ask you, like, how do you learn? Because how do you understand? How much do you grasp of a conversation? Like, comedians sit and talk, or people sit and talk at a dinner or whatever. Do you grasp? Do you understand?
Not a lot, man. Not a lot. But I can. It's like that thing, you know, when you say about the bus. I think you can work things out. But sometimes
I have.
Sometimes you're just down you think you're down, but you're in a forest, just driving in the dark. Like
I haven't. But it's watching movies and series with Swedish translation and reading it. That is the best. That's awesome. You'll pick it up before you know it. Because you're not trying to learn it. You're kind of enjoying a show. You're obviously trying a bit because you're reading and you wouldn't read it normally.
I mean,
I think without knowing it, because that's how I like picked up English. So my English, like from middle school, was, but I mean, especially in high school, högstadiet, it was far better than my teachers, because they're older generation. And I've been watching what I have been doing is I go home and I practice for 3 hours a day without knowing it. I'm just watching Fresh Prince and Bel Air.
On loop.
Right, exactly. Somebody's like, all right, well, what is, you know, what's... Oh, I'll say, I know what juxtaposition is. Why? Yeah. You know, I have no idea why I know that. It's weird.
Philadelphia.
It's a... what's Brigga? A Yeti. It's a Yeti.
Yeah.
Why do you know that? I don't... I have no idea. Yeah. I haven't learned it. Nobody's taught me this in school yet.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying... I'm not looking it up. I'm not reading books in English. But it's just... in my brain all of a sudden. I think that's what might be something that then it will click. And then when you start, because I think maybe if you feel like you're not understanding most of it, your brain shuts off. You're not trying as well.
My brain has never ever... I'm from New Zealand, like, do you know what I mean? If people from other countries get there, we applaud them. We're like, shit, how far have you come, man? You know, so We you know, with like refugees and we have like people immigrating there, you know, we take like 3 refugees a year or something, you know.
But that's also all the people that come. So you're 100%, like, everybody's welcome. It's just that 3 people tried.
But we, so I never, there was no way we ever sort of, we, you know, had like Japanese, French, you know. But I just, it just for me, I say, someone says something, and then I'm like, right, okay, I remember that, but that bit's for that word, did it? And then...
But also, I think you can't fake it. You said it yourself, that you don't have to.
Yeah.
And that is key. My parents had to.
Yeah.
And when you have to, you will. If you have to, if shit goes down and you have to leave Sweden and you can't go back to an English-speaking country, you end up in France or in China, you will learn the language. I know it without a doubt.
What shit's going to go down? War.
Yeah.
Okay.
Against the comedians. comedians versus everybody. We have us, which is good.
Yeah.
But then a lot of people aren't good. But I mean, so I think, and you can't force yourself, like, okay, I'm going to pretend that I have to, because your brain is too smart for that. But I think, so just like watching a lot of shows and paying an extra bit of an attention at like social events when people talk or whatever.
Yeah, I do.
Dinners, you do.
I do, in a strange kind of,
yeah,
like really looking at them, and they're like, and then I think they just shut down and like, what the hell's wrong
with
this
guy? And also maybe you find people that are like easier to like with them, you understand it easier, because there are people that are, for instance, they'll just either they're mumbling, or maybe they take no respect to your situation. And maybe some people are great at that, like they'll speak mostly Swedish, but then they'll just this word is this and this is this, or we're talking about this, and like invite you in, but not like you're you know, somebody who doesn't understand anything, that I have to completely speak, you know, every word English, because then you won't grasp it either. And that's also an issue, I think, which is, makes it more difficult for English speaking people, that you said earlier, that we love speaking English. So we meet somebody who speaks English, and maybe even if you're like, oh, I prefer it in Svenska.
No,
it's okay, I'll speak English.
So that's, I'll make the effort.
Yeah.
You're in my country.
Yeah. But it's just selfish reasons, because I want to speak English. It's fun for me for a while to speak English.
If you watch a football match and given the option of Swedish or English.
What? Commentators?
Yeah.
English.
English.
Yeah. But it's also
a knowledge thing.
Yeah, and I don't know. We've grown up with just, it's like the referees, you just hate them.
Yeah,
I think it's not fair. It's also fun to hate them. Just telling them to shut up and be. I'm annoyed with most English as well.
Yeah.
It's very few that you're like, oh, like, this is awesome. Even when I watch like Liverpool TV or whatever, it's.
So how about in a year's time, we'll do a gig, just a small gig. I'll do it in Swedish and you'll do it in English.
Fair enough, man.
Come on, join. It gives it something to...
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, I'm with you. No.
You're in.
You'd be a hero for it. It's a brave thing to do. It's like us when he did a show naked.
Did he?
He took off his clothes while doing his routines.
Okay.
Didn't mention it, and then put them back on.
Wow.
And then got off stage.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah, I'm doing it more for my kids than...
Taking off your clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... I never knew he did that.
Yeah.
That's really made me think differently of him. That's not.
No, it's really right up his alley.
Thanks a lot, dude.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man. This is the first one. First time I had a fika. So you've got a coffee there. You don't drink coffee, do you? Do you drink coffee?
No.
Okay. Just do that. There we go. Cheers, mate.
It's cold.
It's cold.
Oh,
I know what that means. So that was Sauron. He's such a good guy, man. I really, really enjoy his company. And now it's all sorted. In a 1 year's time, we do the gig together. He does it in English and I do it in Swedish. He actually told me quite a funny story afterwards that he forgot to tell me. Was when he was five, he actually forgot all the Swedish because he'd been in Kurdistan for like 6 months. And then... But he only needed one word as well to play with his friend. I think his friend was called like Gabrielle or something. And he couldn't remember it. He forgot every word except one, which was com. Com. Gabrielle. Com. Which is really cool. But thank you so much, Sauron. Really interesting. Full on. But I like it. And I like his attitude towards me. He's not sure if I need to learn. But for fun, I think I might try and learn. I've got some more guests coming up as well. I've got one, which is my little son, Frank. He's on his way. And I'm going to have other acts, other people, other experts, other... just everybody, basically. If you know of anyone and you think, oh, man, you should interview them, give me a message. Send it in. Be the tip master. Give me a tip. I don't know what the tip master is, basically. I think it's maybe somebody, if you're having a meal and you don't really know if you should pay 10% or 15%, maybe tip master just turns up and goes, just give them 8%. They're really shit. Anyway, my phone's calling because I've got some breaking news.
Breaking news about Al Pitcher.
Yes, so it was going to be breaking news. I've got very light eyebrows, very light coloured eyebrows, and they got trimmed off, like in the hairdresser. The guy didn't even ask me; just like straight across, gone. So I haven't been able to, you know, act surprised or do anything recently. I've been kind of like, hey, hon, nay. Nay, I haven't been able to even show the eyebrows. So that was the first breaking news. The second breaking news is this. I have a new website, alpitcher.com. It's all flash and shiny and sexy and everything. Alpitcher.com has all my gigs in, all the dates. I've got dates in Norrköping coming up, Linköping, Stockholm. I am doing Gothenburg. I am going to Berlin. I'm also going to Rovaniemi. Let's just concentrate on the Svensk for now. The Finsk can wait. It's where Tomten lives, apparently. And I'm going there in September. So that's going to be quite weird because I'm expecting Tomten not to be there. He'll probably be in Barbados with a couple of elves. So I will be there. I've also got these shows, Work in Progress. Okay, so this is what I'm going to be doing. I'm working towards a brand new tour show. So I'm out and about now doing clubs, but I've got this work in progress. I've got shows on September the 12th, September the 26th. I've got six before Christmas, okay? They're at Stockholm Comedy Club. You can get tickets on alpitcher.com. You can find them at Stockholm Comedy Club. It's 50 kroner. I'll be doing an hour, and it will be great. It will be a bit shit. And this is what happens, you know. It's like when you're in a new relationship. You don't try the moves too early, do you? You take your time, you know. And then every now and again, you flick in a move. Flick, probably not the right word. But you do a move. And they go, wow, that's great. And you keep that move. And then other times you do moves and they're like, ugh, that's weird. So that's what I'm doing. Work in progress. Al Pitcher at Stockholm Comedy Club. You can get tickets. All my dates, all the club dates I'm doing, everything that's exciting is on alpitcher.com. So that was, ladies and gentlemen, the breaking news.
Breaking news about Al Pitcher.
You can forget the tabloids. That was breaking news. Now I sat down, ladies and gentlemen, with one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. And when I say one of my favorite people, he is my favorite person. He's my son. His grasp of languages is quite unique. It's quite amazing. So he's only a little fella. So we sat down and we had a chat. And here it is. So here we are. I have a special guest on the Fika with Al Pitcher. If you just want to click your little glass together there. Taksimekit. What is your name?
Frank.
You can speak louder than that, please.
Frank.
Frank. Frank who? Frank Sinatra?
No, Frank Pitcher.
Okay. How old are you?
5.
Soon?
6.
6. And you can speak Engelska?
Yeah, I can talk English.
Yeah.
Och svenska där ute som är svenska personer. Så välkomna till den här festen. Inte riktigt en fest, men bara prata.
See, I want to learn svenska. So, but you don't really like when I speak Swedish, do you?
No, he's not so good.
I'm not so good?
No.
That's a bit cheeky.
Yeah.
Why am I not so good?
Because you just say the stuga, the little stuga.
Stuga?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's
wrong with saying stuga?
You say like this, stuga, in the stuga, stuga.
I say it too short, so I should say stuga.
Yeah, but okay. And on the real thing, you should say stuga.
Okay, just, it's that simple.
Yeah, that's complete.
What tips do you think you've got? Do you think I should walk around the house speaking svensk?
Why do you have to go around on the place? Why do you have to go running to other place instead of running around the whole house?
No, but I mean, to learn Swedish, should I just speak Swedish from now on? Here, give me
I think that you should like this. And you should talk Swedish when you need. So you have to learn it.
Yeah.
So that you can like this. Know, so that you can know that language. And then you can use it to people. Swedish can't English. Then you can help that people who don't can Swedish.
Okay, so I should become like a Swedish teacher.
Yeah, almost like this.
So I should learn it and then become a Swedish teacher.
No, not literally like that. Because like this wants to be English, yeah. Then they can like this know the languages you can. So
okay, can you give me 5 Swedish words, any words now that I have to say after you? Come on, give me a Swedish word. What? Say it louder.
Alla där ute. They can say something to it. So, alla där ute.
Alla där ute.
Alla där ute.
Alla där ute. Bra! What do you think so far?
Yeah, good, but...
could be better.
Yeah, because the thing is that... you like this didn't do the right word. The word is like this.
Yeah.
Alla där ute.
Alla där ute.
But you get problem with this. You say the.
I'm doing my best.
You say it.
Yeah.
Like it's perfect.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when you say the last bit, it sounds not good. That's the thing.
Okay. Have you ever become a Swedish teacher? Have you ever taught anybody Swedish?
Not so far, but I'm done with English. That's what I've done.
Okay, well, thank you for my first lesson. We were going to do 5 words. Do you want to give me one more word then? So we have 2 this week, this month. Anything. I know bice. I know prut. Tutti.
Tutti frutti.
Tutti frutti.
That's a, it's a goodie. It's called like that. Okay. Tutti frutti.
That's not svensk, is it?
It's a tutti frutti.
Like tutta yep. Frutti.
Tutti frutti.
What are they? Little goodies made out of little tutters?
No, it's like this tutti frutti. Like this, like a little, it's like a little orange.
It sounds so dramatic. I need some tutti frutti.
Yeah, but the thing is like this.
Stop hitting yourself in anger. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not angry.
You're not angry. You're just frustrated.
Yeah.
Okay. What is?
What is what?
What is? Am I going to learn svensk?
Yeah. And I think you have to... Can you say snake?
Snake?
Mm-hmm. In Swedish.
Orm.
You have to change with the... You're doing it great.
Yeah.
But it always happens on the last bit. Then you start saying other words.
Okay.
Are you nervous or is something happening?
Orm. Orm.
No, you didn't say it. The strangest way ever. Nobody, I never heard someone say it like that. All right, I never ever say it like that. And that was...
Say it then. Orm.
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 Orm. Orm. Orm.
Okay. Well, thank you for my first lesson. You're going to be on the podcast every month, and you're going to be a real highlight for people as we progress, as we become cool, and we learn svenska together. So, orm, orm, orm.
You said wrong, wrong, wrong.
Hej då, Frankis.
Hej då!
So, yeah, herregud. The boy has got some charm, right? It really cracked me up when he said, "Are you nervous? Are you nervous?" He's just such a dude. He makes me laugh beyond laughter. He's just, amazing. So he'll be on every month. I don't know if he's going to help me, actually, but he's cool. He's cool. He's in. So if you've got any fan mail for the 5-year-old, soon to be 6-year-old legend, do email me. Now, I've got this, and you're probably not going to like it, but I need to tell you.
Oh, don't get me started. Why, oh why, do you even do this?
Okay, so I know full well what we're here for, okay? We're going to get Pitcher, moi, to learn the language. But, Fifan, holy shit, why does it have to be so perfect? Why can't you just let me once, say something wrong, but just allow it to get through, you know? Why do you always block it? And it's so confusing, your language. I mean, I had a really sore throat, okay? Had a sore throat. My wife said to me, you need to go to the supermarket and get some Ingenfarer. That's what I thought she said, right? Get Ingenfarer. So I went to the supermarket and let's just say made a big dick of myself, a bigger dick actually, by going up to a person who worked there and saying, Ingenfarer, and her going, Ingenfarer, and me saying, nay, Ingenfarer, and her calling security. So, yeah, just, you know, And you Swedes, right? You Swedes, right? Your language, when you speak English, is perfect. Don't apologise. Stop apologising, okay? And if there is the little word, the little occasion, the little sentence that is wrong, I will be okay with it. So please, please, don't be like my son. My son is just like, you know, like Orm. He's having none of it. Just let me, if you kind of understand me, okay? It's like being on the phone. You know when you're on the phone and you hear someone and but they go through a tunnel and they go, you hear it a little bit and you keep listening and you keep trying and you keep agreeing. You don't just give up on that person. So don't cut me off when I'm in a tunnel and allow me just one chance, Svadia. One chance. Or, no, I'm not going to give up. No. I'm not going to look at the language and say, Ingen fara. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. That basically is episode one. I have loved it. I hope you have. Give me some feedback. Pass it on. Spread it. I'll be back in October. You can see me do some shows. We've talked about that. Thank you to my guest, Soren. Thank you to my little son, Frank. Thank you for, being part of it. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's a new thing, and I will learn the language, and crikey, it's going to be great. This has been Fika with Al Pitcher. Puss, puss for now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.